frequently, because we live in the sun and we see the solar tropics, and the obvious thing is the sun. As soon as we talk about our energy situation, we say, you know, let's just throw some panels up on the roof. You know? We have the sun up there. And before you start to throw the panels on the roof, there are a lot of other things that you can do at cheaper cost. Before you start to invest $2 US per kilowatt of solar PV, you can invest perhaps 20 cents per kilowatt of energy reductions through efficiency measures. Efficiency measures actually cost far less than the renewable energy measures that we normally would want to do, because those are the obvious, are the quick things that we can see in front of our eyes. But the efficiency measures, which we don't see as readily, things like changing lights are so obvious, but we sometimes overlook them because we see them as too basic. Even though some of us are doing okay, Barbados is a significant one fire light. Most of us are not okay. Even St. Vincent and the Grenadines is not okay. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is somewhere around 9,000 BTU per US dollar of GDP. And the world average is somewhere around the same. And when we consider that the fact the world have a lot of inefficient societies, then we really should have been doing better than the world average if we want to say we are an efficient society, not being exactly the same as the world average. And if one understands how this fits into the whole context of economics, SVG is below, it's what we would refer to as a moderately efficient society, and it's barely moderately efficient because it barely crossed over the moderately efficient line, but it's nonetheless unproductive in the way in which it utilizes that energy.